We will move on to operational support. Item C2D, district-wide implementation of four-year-old kindergarten. And is that Ms. Mathiak or Ms. Moss? Ms. Mathiak.
Sorry, I'm fighting with my microphone. Okay, why don't we do the discussion first, because what I was mumbling to Ms. Silvera is actually I anticipate proposing that we split the motion so that we're voting on different pieces of it, because I have different answers to different parts. So shall we proceed with the discussion, and who would like to kick it off?
I would,
please. Mr. Superintendent?
Thank you very much. Just very briefly, this has been, as you know, a series of many meetings where the four-year-old kindergarten has been discussed, and obviously the need for this program, the idea behind this program has been in the works for a long time in this community, a lot longer than I've been president as your superintendent. We have worked to with a community committee, and I do want to just, if I could, just take a second to point out Jim Mosier from the Wisconsin Council of Children and Families. Jim was the facilitator of that community committee, and I thank him, and as well as the committee members who worked over many months to have the discussion about what the program plan could look like. So, Jim, thank you, and all others as well. We then addressed our ability to be able to implement this program via the contract with our teachers, and we have specific language that allows for its implementation for a period of 5 years with a community model attached to it. And over the past couple of months, we have turned to face the finance issues. And obviously, a lot has happened on the finance front regarding the implementation of four-year-old kindergarten that has not made this a less complex issue. It has made it a more complex issue. We are tonight requesting implementation of the program. We have framed up the motion for your consideration for either the 2010-11 or the 2011-12 school year, and hoping that that would obviously be something that would emerge through your discussion tonight as to, you know, whether or not there's a leaning one way or another, or if there are other leanings that are obviously your prerogative. From my perspective, what's most important is that we find a way over whatever that period of time is to be able to offer this program for our four-year-olds. The difference between what exists in this community now and what this program proposes is universal access in terms of ensuring that all four-year-olds have an opportunity for a high-quality early learning experience, either in a school setting or in a community-based setting. And the committee has gone to great lengths to find a way to do this as a community partnership. That hasn't been easy, but I think a lot has been accomplished to allow that to happen here. Before going any further, I would like Eric to take just a minute to kind of walk through some of the additional information that we have received. Some of it has been requested by board members relative to finance considerations. Obviously, that's one of the main issues before you tonight. And before going any further, I just would want you to have that information if that's acceptable to you.
Mr. Cass?
Sure. What I tried to do in the three-page document that is in front of you and in your packet this evening is try to consolidate a lot of information that we talked about on Monday night. What I was hearing was we needed a more understandable format, and this is my attempt to provide you with a more understandable format. And it's a three-page document that is subtitled Subject to 4K Tax Impact. It's on tab 9, I think. At least it is in my packet. It has a cover memo, and then behind it, it has two separate sheets that look at the two different scenarios that we had presented and tries to, in a more understandable, hopefully more understandable format, provide to the board and the community some of the property tax impacts for implementation of a four-year-old kindergarten under the two separate scenarios. So hopefully this information was found to be more understandable and a little bit more concise than a lot of the numbers that we're having in front of you last Monday. So if there's any questions on that, I'm more than happy to answer those. But again, we tried to just put this into a more understandable format for the board and for the community.
Comments and reactions, Ms. Passman?
Please tell me again, on page 2 of tab 9, you have the projected impact on a home valued at $250,000. And 2010 is $40, 2011, 12 is $20, and then it goes up to 75. Tell me again why it goes up to 75 in 2010, and then why down to 10 and 10? I mean, I think I know the 10 and 10, but I want the community to know it. But I don't understand the 75, so.
Right, and there's not, how do I say this? There's not a lot of easy answers. Unfortunately, the aid formula is extremely complicated, and when you build a five-year projection with so many unknowns, assumptions are driving what amount of money we're going to receive from the state of Wisconsin. So when you see the difference between 40, 20, 75, $10 down, $10 down, those are driven by the simple fact that in the future we're going to receive more money from the state of Wisconsin. And what those assumptions are, especially in this one, are based on or predicated on the fact in 2013-14 and 2014-15, we're not assuming another decrease in funding to public education.
Right.
We are assuming a decrease in the 2011-12-12-13 biennial budget, but the 13-14-14-15 biennial budget, we are not assuming a further reduction. So to get back to your original question, the nuance of the increase in 12-13 is driven a little bit by the enrollment and also by the assumptions within the aid formula and trying to project what 424 other school districts in the state of Wisconsin are going to be doing that year, and that's not necessarily an easy task to undertake.
Now, what would be is there any difference if we start 2010 or 2011? Will we still start with $40, then go to 20, then go to 75? Or is there going to be a change in that because of the years that we're talking about?
It'll probably be a little bit less. Well, how do I say that? I would assume it would be a little bit less. The positive thing we'd have for us, it would be we'd be 1 year closer to the first year of the next biennial budget. So we'd have a little bit more comfort in terms of what the legislator's talking about doing to solve any fiscal crisis they may have. It's a fair assumption that $40 might be in the ballpark, but I would hope that it would probably be a little bit less depending. But then again, it's going to depend on what the state of Wisconsin is willing to do for public education, I think, in the next biennium.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to say a few things? Or, Ms. Silvera?
I have a question on the dates. We've been hearing from a number of child care providers that it may be more beneficial to wait until 2011 to start the program. So I mean, certainly it sounds like some of them have already done their budgets and have started enrolling students. And we also hear that it will just give ample time to ensure that planning is really in place before we open the doors to all of these new children. Can you comment on that? The original recommendation was 2010, but what you're thinking is specifically on the date time?
Sure. Certainly, I want to begin by saying we do understand those concerns. It's our view that we, from a logistic point of view, that we do have an ability to work through the dynamics for this fall, but obviously more time would, you know, provide us more time, you know, to be able to address their concerns with more detail. So I certainly understand that perspective. Sue, is there anything else you want to add in terms of the timeline?
We just have a lot of things in place right now to make it happen if we need to make it happen. From the perspective of, there were five committees that were developed over the last course of the year and a half, and all the way down to the contract that was in your board packet last week are in place. So we do have the ability to begin this fall.
Are there any disadvantages to waiting till 2011?
I mean, frankly, the only disadvantage from our perspective is one additional year before universally available 4K would be available.
You know, we're going to face the same dynamics on implementation, whether it's this fall or next fall. And, you know, our commitment is to work through with the community providers, all of their concerns. Sue had a meeting with a group of them last week and had a very open discussion about some of the logistics around that. But I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, I think that's the only, you know, only difference. And I guess from my perspective, I want to assure that we, if you're in agreement, that we have a four-year kindergarten program and that we do this well. And I think there are valid positions on both sides of the years, whether it be 2010 or 2011. And so, you know, the key is that we find a way to implement this program, again, you know, with obviously your approval. And so we're not taking that for granted at all. But I think there are fair arguments on both sides of this.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Moss?
Yeah, it does seem to me that from what Ms. Aplanap said and also from what the governor has said recently, that his solution to school funding is to allow school boards to raise property taxes, and that's his grand idea. So I don't see that things are going to change that much between this year and next year. We have many, many kids who are going to be coming into school next year and the following year, and each year that we wait, it means another cohort of children who aren't going to be getting the services. Another small part, it's not a big budget item, but the fact that we are paying families of special needs children to send them to community inclusive environments rather than providing them ourselves, it's a budget item. I think it was around $100,000 savings if we didn't have to do that. But that's just something that that as a district we're having to do right now. So I think that if we're thinking about what's best for the children, that starting as soon as possible would be my idea of the best plan.
Mr. Hughes?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to talk briefly about the timing issue as well. I share Ms. Moss's views, I think. I think that if there is a delay, the cost is, as has been noted, the year of lack of 4K for the kids who will be entering kindergarten in the subsequent year. And that's a substantial cost given the value that I think we all attribute to starting a 4K program and what the 4K program will provide. I have to admit that I am kind of puzzled by the comments of some of our future potential community partners who say that they've started enrolling already and so it's too late. I mean, this isn't a surprise that we're planning to implement 4K if we can, and I think that given the situation, I would hope that the community providers could plan with the contingency in mind that we are working as diligently as we can to get this lined up, and if it's at all possible, we hope to implement it quickly, or as quickly as we can in the fall of 2010, and that our community partners should work with us on that and show a little flexibility and figure out how to get it done to the extent they can. So as far as the timing component of the issue goes, I would support the administration's recommendation that it be implemented either in 2010 or 2011 with a preference towards 2010 if it can be logistically worked out.
Ms. Moss?
I did have another question. The Memorandum of Understanding with MTI says that in 2015 we'll be reevaluating this. So if we wait another year, that's going to give us one less year to get this program underway and going. My understanding was that the 2015 date would give us that amount of time to see how it worked and to evaluate it and to see if this is something we really want to keep. Is it really getting us what we need? Is it really helping the children as much as we thought it would? So if we don't have that extra year, that would only give us, 4 years until we have to re-examine everything, I think. I mean, am I correct in assuming that?
Well, the memorandum of understanding allows for the implementation of a school community-based model with various things that, you know, are having to be put into place in terms of licensure and the standard of no greater than 50% of the teachers in community-based models for a five-year period of time, no matter when we implement it. And so we do have under that agreement 5 years of that language, which obviously calls for another discussion at a point in time, but it doesn't, if it was 2000, I mean, we just have to be put it all on the table. 2011, we would still have 5 years from that point.
I'm going to call on myself. First of all, Mr. Cass, I thank you for all of the work that you've done in trying to figure out a financing plan for this program. I'm wondering if you could run down for us what the price tag is for implementing 4K and how much of it will come from what revenue sources?
Try to do my best. We're projecting the cost in the first year, which again would assume 2010-11. So costs would change a little bit if that got pushed to 11-12 due to salary increases and things that we would assume, is about $12.2 million. And for that $12.2 million of assumed expenditures, the projected revenue sources are about $4.5 million would be coming from our current EC program and other resources that we currently have allocated to early childhood programs throughout the district. So we would assume that those costs that are currently already budgeted that would be allocated to the program of the broad-based 4K to integrate special needs students and regular ed and ESL and all those types of learners into that program. So $4.5 million of resources we would assume would be transitioned into that program. The $3.5 million would come from local property taxes. That's the full authority that we would have in the first year of implementation. It's a very low amount, but it's due to the fact of the revenue limits and the way that they include a three-year rolling average for enrollment. And that unfortunately penalizes school districts for implementation of any new program. In this case, it would be a four-year-old kindergarten program. The third piece that we would recommend is to secure borrowed funds for about $4.2 to $4.5 million, depending on the final analysis that we would do at the appropriate time. And that amount of money would then be either coupled with the WRS refinancing to structure that way, or we could borrow those funds independent and not couple it with the WRS and assume that we would use future revenues associated with four-year-old kindergarten in years probably 3 and 4 or 3 through 5 to repay the $4.2 million of borrowed funds.
Okay. A couple of things I'd like to ask. One is, in your thinking, are you wedded to using property taxes? And I'll tell you up front, I'm very nervous about doing this because I did go back to the district website from the time of the referendum, and it very clearly says no new programs. And so it is making me very uncomfortable to feel like we're now going back on something that people believed we told them when they agreed to vote, and or in some cases to not oppose in a violent and open and hostile manner the referendum. So I'm a little concerned about that. We had talked previously about the possibility of using some of our reserve funds for startup costs. Is that a possible alternative to property taxes?
I think it is a possible alternative, but the only problem is if there's not a commitment to utilize property taxes at some point in time, the utilization of fund balances is going to be unsustainable, because when you allocate $3.5 million, that's an ongoing revenue that the school district is going to need to support that program. And if the school foregoes doing that, it can do so for a year and under current law carry over that authority from 1 year to the next. But if you do not use that $3.5 million of property tax levy authority in the second year of the program, we would lose that authority forever. So we would either need to create a sustainable revenue resource by reducing other programs or services or finding other efficiencies, or we would utilize fund balance until we would have no more fund balance available to support the program.
Right. It was my understanding that we were in fact going to be spending this year, from the point the referendum was passed, looking at exactly those efficiencies. So are you telling me we don't have any to bring forward that could be used towards that $3.5 million?
I think that we have begun to build a list. It's already at about 10 items that we're going to bring forward in February. But it's kind of, the conversation also needs to be understood that we're probably going to be projecting some type of budget reduction target for the 2010-11 school year, independent of whether or not a 4K program exists. So assuming that that is going to happen, and we don't know what that target is going to be, but there will be some type of number. And the easiest way to think about it is that we, in our original planning around the referendum and everything else, had used about $275 per kid, and the legislator reduced that amount to $200. That gap of $75 is about $1.9 million. Now, that's not me saying publicly that our target's going to be $1.9 million, but that is just an example of why I believe there will be a target that we'll be producing for the Board of Education. And my first thought is to try to create efficiencies to cover that gap that's created to support our existing programs. Now it's totally the purview of the Board of Education if they'd like to use that list of efficiencies in a different manner, if they'd like to use it to support a four-year-old kindergarten program. I just caution you that we're probably going to have some type of budget reduction target that's going to need to be dealt with, and where it falls into the conversation, I don't want that to get lost as we talk about how we are going to allocate resources freed up by these efficiencies that we'll bring forward in February.
Okay, this is helpful context because in my mind, I have different answers to different pieces of the motion that's in the agenda, and I would like to recommend splitting them so that we can vote separately on the start date and separately on accepting the finance package, because I don't think we're there yet on a finance package. I think we will be. Otherwise, I wouldn't say let's split it. But I'm really concerned about where we are versus where I had hoped we'd be at this point. And some of that, you know, I take ownership for, because I was misunderstanding and misreading some of the material we were getting, and I was confused about a very key distinction about the funding sources. So that would be my suggestion. The other piece I would say is just from my own perspective, as we move forward, it's very important to me that we get it right. Just to have a program isn't terribly helpful if the program is chaotic and not well managed. In fact, I would be concerned about the potential to do a lot more harm than good by launching forward before we're really ready to get it done and get it done with our partners. On all of this, I have to look for guidance to the community partners, because they've actually started daycare centers and have run them. I don't know anybody at this table who's actually done that. And I know in the old days we used to make some jokes about, you know, organizing a daycare center, but the fact is it's not that easy. And so when community partners come to me and say, we don't know if we can be ready, we don't know, and it's not about just enrollments, it's about a shift in how you would plan to operate if you're not doing this versus a shift in how you're operating if you're going full bore with a 4K program that is now part of the MMSD offerings, with all of the wording and requirements that are contained in those memorandums of understanding and RFPs. So I have to take that seriously. In my heart, I would love to be saying, yes, let's do this in 2010, but in my heart, I also wish we had made this decision in November as we were asked to, so that they could move ahead with their planning in ways that made sense. So for me, I would prefer to wait a year and get it right than rush into it with the expectation that we aren't going to run into roadblocks. We've hit plenty of roadblocks already. And having seen chaotic kindergarten and early childhood classrooms, I guess my feeling is that I would rather not expend money if we can't do it well and really give these kids the best programs they deserve. So I'm inclined to go with 2011. It also, I think, is helpful in the sense of working through some of the problems and issues. I certainly am not prepared to vote tonight to approve a funding plan because I need to hear what you're going to say next week, or next month, rather, on the February meeting about what your plans are in terms of reorganization and efficiencies and some of the other things we've promised. So that's just my personal opinion, but that's sort of where I would go with that. Ms. Cole, you look like you were trying to raise your hand.
Well, come on. I also think that it would be a good idea to have a conversation where we separate out this budget from our commitment to 4K. You know, I was thinking that some people that have presented to us or spoken before us have been on this for 8-10 years. And I would like to address some of the things that I've been thinking about, in particular that there have been many districts that have come before us that have implemented 4K. And when I ask them as a member of WASB, they say, take it slow. It's more complicated than you think. And so I have a couple proposals. And then, but I also want to get back to this whole point of why we are where we are. And I was going through, I keep documents because my mind is getting older, of the number of documents that we have gotten from our community. And it's more than just child care centers. We got a report on the early childhood care and education, the economic impacts in Dane County from the La Follette School of Public Affairs, and a UW professor on applied economics. And we can make a decision like this and say, oh, we're gonna lose money here, we're gonna make money here. But for me, the issue is that we're talking about, are we gonna provide the right kind of education and services that everyone in Dane County deserves in order to participate in the labor force? And we no longer have stay-at-home moms. We're very few. Most parents, they both work, and I can tell you that whether you're middle class or low income, the one thing that drives a lot of your thinking is having quality care for your kids. The other is this whole idea, and I'm reading from the executive summary. The human capital investment in early childhood development produces long-term economic benefits through higher productivity in adulthood. And there's been many studies on this. We keep talking about our strategic plan and closing the achievement gap, and we're missing the fact that our state cut $147 million from public education. So I'm going to repeat that at almost every meeting, that our state and our delegation refuses to admit that they cut $147 million from public education. It's more than just K through 12. It's Wisconsin Shares. Remember when we were gonna do welfare reform? We did welfare reform and we said everyone had to get off of it, but they also had to go back to work. And over the course of the past 10 years or so, we have cut it to the point where we are losing quality daycare centers, and maybe some that aren't so quality, but we're losing that chance for parents to go back to work because we're cutting funding. And the kids that suffer are the kids that need it the most. And now it sets on us, a board of seven, to decide whether we continue to raise property taxes because we have a delegation who does not want to look at the reason why they're there is to figure out where to find the money, not us. Not us to go find it from other taxpayers. And finally, I think our delegation is missing the point that these are the kids that are gonna be our workers in Dane County. All of these kids. I had mentioned this to the superintendent. I saw a lecture at WASB from another superintendent who said, that those in poverty do not move away from your community. And we have to remember that. So we can either invest now or we will suffer later. So this is more than just us making this decision about raising property taxes or implementing 4K. I think this board is very much in support of 4K, but what I would like to see is for us to put pressure and to get guarantees or some more information on whether we're going to get the federal funding, whether we could qualify, or whether we're going to get cut off at the knees again in the next biennial budget and not be able to get grant funding through the state. So finally, you know, I think that if anyone wants to get in touch with me, I can give them many, many documents that show why this is a good thing, that this is more than child care providers, that this is business people. It's many different people in our community that are saying this is a good thing. If you're going to invest in something, this is where you invest, is those first few years. So because of that, I would support separating this out. And for me, it's making a statement that I am for 4K and that I do think that we need to be very careful in our planning. My suggestion would be that we formalize this, and I don't know if we can even do this, but as I understand, we have in our budget already an early childhood administrator that's already on our payroll. And what would be nice if we could consider pulling that person in to do more work with our 4K community providers and formalizing that committee so that we can get more information, like how many providers would be ready by a certain date, how we're going to allocate FTEs, and find out whether we actually can get the state to reimburse us for this, like they've done for the other 70% of school districts, providing them with grants. But for some reason, our delegation doesn't think Madison deserves that. So with that, I'll let some other board members speak.
Arlene? I'm just going to go down this line. Ms. Silvera, Ms. Moss, Ms. Passman, Ms. Maslin.
Thank you. I have a question for Mr. Cass, just to make sure I understand this timing issue, big budget 4K. So next month for the big budget, the overall budget, we're going to get the estimated gap.
Correct.
And then potential ideas for closing the gap.
Correct, the efficiency ideas. I don't think that, and I look to Dan to comment on this as well, I don't think that we are presenting a list of any programs or anything that we would recommend be reduced. We're simply going to provide the list of efficiencies and things that we've been working on over the last 6 to 9 months since we've closed out the 9-10 building budget and moving into the 10-11.
And at that point in time, will we have an idea on the estimated tax impact with different scenarios? Or are we sticking with the numbers that you gave us last week?
We'll have updated ones. What these are independent of is the firm that we hire called PMA to do our budget projections for us. So they'll run some different budget projections with projected property tax levies. I would hope that they're going to be very similar. If there are any differences, then we'll have to research that, and we'll come back in February as well in talking about what the differences are. I don't believe that there is a strong possibility that the tax increases will be any higher than what we're projecting here. My hope would be that going through their more in-depth budget model than what we have internally here, and that's why we work with them, that they might be able to show some decreases in the projected property tax levies. But again, I don't foresee a reason why it would be any higher than what's on this paper.
Okay. So February we should have the bigger picture.
Correct.
And how this fits in.
Yes.
Or not. Okay.
I thought you were done.
No, sorry. I was going to comment on the timing. I'm very supportive of four-year-old kindergarten. I I think at this point in time I'm leaning toward an implementation in 2011. I think it does give us time for to make sure all of the plans are in place, but more so it's the financing that I guess gives me the most unrest, and I think I would feel better if I saw it as part of the bigger picture, which would be next month, and I'm assuming that waiting till next month would certainly not work for a 2010 implementation, which again somewhat at this point in time is kind of pushing my leaning toward the 2011. I just want to see I would feel personally more comfortable just seeing how all the financial pieces fit together, because while one thing may look good, may have questions, I'm still struggling with the you know the big issue, and I want to make sure that I have a better understanding of how it all fits. That's where my thoughts are at the moment.
Thank you, Ms. Silvera. Ms. Moss?
Yes. I'm just going to make another couple of comments in support of starting this next year. I really don't think our finances are going to be getting, well, I know they're not going to be getting any better next year. And I know Mr. Cass and Brian Brewer and your staff have been working on trying to figure out how to finance this since way before November. And that's one of the reasons why we're here in January and now we're voting on it. At least I know you've brought us documents for the past many months and you've been working really hard on this. So I don't know if you can pull another rabbit out of the hat. I don't know if you can find anything else out more for us that we don't already know. Also, I have a question about financing. We're going to be talking about the WRS vote. My understanding is that this will not change that. It will just move. If we did vote for 2011, it would just move it until next year, that financing situation.
Yeah, a couple things. One item for WRS is to approve a resolution to award the short-term 60-day financing. And then what we need to do is we need to get a sense from the Board of Education how the structure of the WRS refinancing would look like in February. And what I mean by that is I think Mr. Hughes brought up the idea of seeing the concept, and you have some information at your table on what if we drop the first couple of years of our WRS refinancing payment. So what you would see is we free up about $1.3 million for the first couple of years of the 4K program in order to pay for the startup costs of 4K. So instead of borrowing the full amount of money, we're going to free up some budgeted resources to not only pay for it, but to repay the borrowing as well. So really, in February, we're going to need to target what that structure is going to look like. And to answer your question more pointedly, Brian can structure the refinancing of the WRS debt any way that the board desires. So if you target 2011-12 as the first year of implementation for 4K, and you buy into the strategy of not paying a principal payment on your WRS to pay for some of the startup costs of 4K, he can structure it for any given year that the board would target. We just need to know that in February. So coming out of the February meeting, we're going to need to know a sense from the board on if that strategy is desirable, and if it is desirable, what year do we target to start four-year-old kindergarten? If it's 10-11, we can still do that and use that strategy. If it's 11-12, we can still do that and use that strategy. There's still a lot of flexibility around the financing of the startup cost for four-year-old kindergarten rolling into February, but we really do need to know that coming out of February so he can put everything together and come back in the month of March for final approval.
Okay. And that being said, I think that my understanding is from other board members that your real concern is the tax impact, which really doesn't have anything to do with what you're talking about.
Correct.
So I want to acknowledge that. Another point, we've talked a lot about the community providers, and we haven't really talked a lot about our own staff, our own early childhood staff who are working, the itinerant workers. Itinerant workers, that didn't come out right. They may feel like that sometimes, but the people I've talked to really want us to get this going as quickly as possible because they see it as a need now, and they would they really, really want to be able to serve our children in centers and it with curriculum, with resources that are equitable across the district. And they see many, many different things in many, many different centers. And I just wanted to throw that out, that they are very, very supportive of this. And I don't, I'm surprised that we haven't had anybody come and speak from that group of staff, but if I could just dare to speak for them, that's what I've been told. So.
Ms. Passman?
I was just hoping that someone before me would say the magic words and I'd immediately know how to vote. But that didn't happen. I also came up with a quote from Richard Russell today who said, "For any given complex, expensive, time-consuming problem, there exists at least one simple wrong answer." So, and believe me, we've heard them all this week. I could blame the legislature, I can blame the, and I will, and our governor and everybody else, because the blame is valid. And here we are having to face what everybody else can't do for us and what we have to do for ourselves. And I know I'm going to say it's the hardest decision I've made so far on the board. I know my fellow board members will say you should have been here when, but to me this has been extremely difficult. We have to have 4K for our children in this district. It's absolutely crucial. I want it. The question is when. The question is, will there be any difference between doing it this year or doing it next year? I had hoped that the community providers would come forth full of energy and excitement saying, wow, we're almost there, and nobody has. In fact, it's been pretty evenly divided between some of them saying we can't do it this year and some are saying, yes, yes, we can. I mean, this should have been a night of celebration. It should have been a night where we all come together and say, wow, look what we've done for our kids. And I don't feel it. Am I missing something? Is some big piece in this whole thing missing that I'm not getting? Because it should be an exciting moment for us. And so I don't know. I just don't know. We can talk about that we're 44th in the nation in terms of funding for our schools. Do you realize we're behind Alabama and Louisiana? We're behind Washington, D.C. in funding for our children. This is the state of Wisconsin. You know, this is the state I came to in 1969 so that my children could be educated here. So we can talk about all these things. When it comes down to it, we have to do what's right for our own children. I came in thinking tonight I wouldn't vote for this until 2011. And to be honest with you, I just think it's not going to make one bit of difference between now and next year. I just don't see the change in anything happening there. So we have to do the best job we can. I hope the community providers who did tell us to have the deadline in November, and we somehow messed that one up, I know what they're going through now, and I've heard from parents as well who have to be committed for their children next year, and they're confused. And we got to do it. That's the bottom line for me. Our children need it, and that's all I can say about it. I'm going to take another minute now, because we've heard so much about we don't want babysitters for our children, and we don't need to do this, and parents should stay home for their children. But the simple fact is that we are responsible for every child in our district, and somehow we are even more responsible for those children that don't have the parents to speak for them, that don't have the parents that are at home to work with them. And so what we're going to do is I asked Superintendent NERAD, just give me all those reasons he possibly could for why I want to vote yes for 3K, and I want to give them to you because I think you need to hear them. And I'm just one of those people that believes that we are defined by how we treat those that have less than we do. And that's what our school system should be, and I've always said that. It's the great equalizer. This is to provide education for all children, especially those in unregulated child care, who typically do not have access to quality, standardized early education. This is for English language learners who will have access to 4K to solidify their first language skills and increase their second language. In special education, it's for the children who are in the 3-5-year-old classrooms in our schools and are not in a fully inclusive classroom. There are some peer models in the classroom now. 4K will be fully inclusive. It's It's for the early identifications of strengths and needs of students to support lifelong learning. It's for students who qualify for subsidized meals, who will have access to regulated breakfasts or lunches and snacks. And as it takes longer and longer, it's going to be more expensive to implement. And these are the reasons why I think I have to vote for it. And I just think we've got to get started. There are going to be mistakes made. We know that right now. We cannot avoid every pitfall. We're not going to be able to avoid even gross error, but we're going to have to pick ourselves up and figure out what we do about it when it happens. Will I support 2011? Absolutely. I will support it any time the school board says we should do it. And I will, go, of course, have to go along with that. But I think we just got to get it done and get it started. And that's, I guess, where I am right now.
Ms. Maslin.
All right. Well, since I've been on the board, I have looked to the other board members very often, especially when I was starting out, on how things would shape up and what decisions I should make and whether I should vote yes or no. But with this one, I, after hearing everyone who seems to be as conflicted as I am, I'm just going to have to go to myself for this one. And though I do believe I'm getting better at understanding the financial processes of the district and the board, in the end, it's my job to speak for the students, not for necessarily the taxpayers or for the people who are responsible for our finances. So I'm just going to speak for the students. I reported to Student Senate and to my friends and their parents last year about how exciting it was that we were thinking about having 4K in our district. And I talked to friends of mine, family friends who had young children who were hoping to put them in 4K in actually the fall of this year. I remember last year we were seated around this table deciding whether or not 4K was going to be in 2009 or 2010. Now we're sitting around deciding whether it's going to be in 2010 or 2011. And who knows? I mean, hopefully, if it's 2011, it's 2011. It's not 2011 or 2012. But when I'm looking at the documents with financial amounts, I'm thinking, okay, well, I just saved up $2,000 to buy myself a 10-year-old car. Okay, how could I divide that into that property tax payments and try and somehow give that to pay for 4K? But honestly, when it comes down to $10, $20, $75, what are dollars when we're thinking about the invaluable skills that are going to these children who need this program? My little sister was in kindergarten last year, and I remember her telling me about the other students in her class who were minority students, very disadvantaged, who had lots of trouble. She called them the bad kids in the class. But when I asked her what she meant by bad, she just said, well, they don't know how to read, or they don't know how to pay attention at the table. And I mean, this was just very basic things that I think that really could have, these kids could have been helped with 4K. And these are the kids that we are doing this for. The kids who don't have the money for a multi-thousand dollar preschool, the kids who don't have a big sister like me to read books to them when they're 3 or 4 years old. Who knows if the state will give us more money next year? Who knows if they'll give us more money ever? But what we do know is our kids need 4K, and I think that we need that now, not in a year from now. And I'm going to be gone in a year, so I hope that if it ends up being 2011, that I can check back in and know that that's happening in 2011. But as of right now, I think we should do this year. Thank you.
Mr. Hughes?
Yeah, thank you. That's a hard act to follow. I want to thank Ms. Maslin for her comments, and just speaking personally, say I think that your comments really help underscore why it's valuable to have student representation on the board, so thank you very much for that. I just had some questions about the motion itself that was drafted for our consideration, because I'm not sure if I understand it. As it's drafted, it's recommended to approve the implementation of district-wide four-year-old kindergarten program beginning in 2010-11 or 2011-12. I had understood that to mean that we would be, if we approved the motion, that we would be authorizing the administration to try to implement 4K as quickly as possible, with the understanding that if the administration concluded that there were insuperable logistical problems with starting this year, then we would have to wait till 2011. Do I understand that correctly? Is the intent of the motion?
That is not our intent. Our intent. Okay. Well, no, our intent is to ask you to give us direction now on one or the other, because frankly, after where we are right now in the calendar, we don't have the time to another month, another 6 weeks to decide if it's viable for next year, and so it was constructed this way to ask you to endorse four-year-old kindergarten in one of those 2 years.
If I could follow up, what would happen then if we authorize it to begin in 2010-11 and you set out to do that, but then conclude quickly, I would assume, that we just don't have enough time to do it in the way that meets the standards that we would expect for the program?
Sue, do you have any comment on that?
We've been working for a year and a half, and we have things in place that we feel that we could implement it in 2010, which is why we started with that date. But we know that you have reservations as a board and have provided 2011-12 based on those reservations.
Okay. You're confident that if we voted for 2010, there isn't any insuperable logistical challenge that would prevent it from happening in a way that meets, that would prevent us from implementing the program in a way that meets, that will meet the standards that we would expect of it.
Correct. When we started with this conversation a year and a half ago, we brought people from across the state in a panel discussion to ask us to talk about the obstacles. And I think Ms. Maslin talked about how we were here a year ago asking about 2009-10, and then because we were told that you do have to take your time to do this, and so we feel that we have put a year and a half in to take our time to get us to a good place, so we will have 2 years of planning prior to implementation if it was 2010.
Thank you. And then I just had one other question about the motion. As I read the motion, it doesn't seem to contemplate any particular financing plan, except to the extent that it calls for the borrowing of up to $4.5 million, which I understand isn't a consequence of whatever particular financing we or budget plan that we adopt, but rather a consequence of the cost of the program compared to our taxing authority. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Would somebody like to make a motion? Mrs. Cole?
Okay, so I'm just unclear on the planning aspect. Do we have an idea of, because I thought one part of this preparation was going out to the community and kind of preparing parents, so for this, for 4K. So do we have we planned to the extent that we know how many kids we're going to get next year?
We know that we use our four-year-old projection numbers based on kindergarten projections from Third Friday Count. So we're looking at approximately 2,000 students that we're targeting. We have we have surveyed all of the licensed centers, which are 92 of them, and we had a 50% response rate, all indicated an interest in working with us. Tomorrow we have a 4K meeting that's scheduled at 9:30 in the morning, and we will be looking at next steps. One of them is to coordinate community forums, which we had done 8 years ago. We plan on four of those sessions, two of them on Saturdays and two of them in the evenings across different areas of town, which the site selections will select tomorrow. And we know what needs to happen in those forums because we've done them in the past 8 years ago. We still have that information ready. We have maps already drawn out in the spaces that we have in schools, and we just need to complete the survey, which is ready to go to the childcare centers and surveying, which are now interested. When we surveyed them in July, we were told that the 50% response rate was only 50% because people wanted to know what the reimbursement rate was before they made a commitment. That is all in place now as we received that information last week.
So did we ask them again, or did we?
Well, we just found out last week, so I wanted to pull together the committee that's been working on this, and we, the survey's ready to go, so we just need to send it out. We can retrieve that information within a very short time span.
Okay, and then this is more a financial question, but when will we know whether we're eligible for the Race to the Top grants, whether it'll qualify?
It's my understanding that the first group of states that will be funded will be notified February. That's a relatively small number of states, and just by the odds, you know, when you think about it, you know, it's probably not likely that any one state has a great chance. Then, to my understanding, April, May, the second round, which is a larger group of states.
And that may qualify us for 4K startups?
What I have clarified now, and this has to be put in the category from my perspective as a potential opportunity, underlining the word potential, because we don't know yet, number one, how I'm not presuming where you're at yet with the Race to the Top MOU. Well, that'll be discussed later. But that's all predicated on the state receiving an award, the district putting together a plan, if you're comfortable with that, and you approving the plan. We know that under Exhibit 2, based on continued discussions with the DPI, we continue to press that issue, and we had a good conversation last week, that they would authorize under Exhibit 2 up to 50% of Exhibit 2 funds for this program, which is, you know, roughly if the state receives all of its money, and that's a big if, that would be $4 million, 50% of that would be $2 million. But do we know yet that that's how we want to have that money spent in relationship to other things that in Race to the Top? We don't know that. And so what I want to underscore is that that is a potential opportunity. That's a good thing from my perspective, but it wouldn't be one that I would ask you to consider as a definite funding stream at this point, because it's not.
Ms. Passman?
Yeah, I just want to follow up on that as well. There has to be a way that we can say that no matter where we get money from, that we have to do as much as we possibly can to reduce the burden on our taxpayers. We cannot ask our taxpayers to keep increasing. They were incredibly generous with us in the last referendum, but we can't keep going back to them because the state refuses to help us. It's just so much that they can take. And that just so much they can give. And so what I'd like us to think of in that perspective is if we get some money, whether it's from ARRA, whether it's from Race to the Top, whatever, we've got to be able to reduce that burden on our taxpayers as much as we can. Because I know what's going to happen. We're going to ask them to come in for money for 4K, and then we're going to look at our budget in the spring and look at all our programs next year and say, well, we'll have to get rid of this and this and this unless we go back to the taxpayers. And how many times can we do that before the well is completely dry? And we've lost our community partnership with them. So we have to really be very sure about this. That's the only thing I think of right now. I do want to know from the state in detail why they refused us the startup money for 4K. I've never heard a reason. Do you know the reason
The startup grants?
Yeah.
It's not a refusal. It's which year we would be able to receive money. The concept is they had $3 million for startup monies. In the last budget, it was cut in half to $1.5 million.
Okay.
And what they've come up with is a different way to allocate that, and they're finishing off districts that they've already started. Is that a fair way, Eric, and Sue, to share that?
So
it's not a refusal. It's which year can you get in?
Sure.
And less money.
Yep.
Ms. Moss.
I'd like to make a motion. Is that
thank you.
That okay with
great.
Everyone? Okay. All right. I move to approve the implementation of a district-wide four-year-old kindergarten program beginning in 2010-11, which program shall, one, incorporate both MMSD and community-based sites and use a combination of district-employed teachers and non-district-employed teachers at different sites, and two, have the district's associated startup and initial operating costs in 2010-11 and 2011-12 financed through the borrowing of up to $4.5 million, with any such borrowing to be initially structured in a manner that is materially similar to financing option 5 as presented in Appendix LLL 714 and Appendix LLL 730.
Second. Second.
Discussion.
So basically, if we don't agree with one part or the other, we will vote no on the motion?
You could always make a friendly amendment. Or an amendment, and I can decide if it's friendly or not, I suppose.
I'm not in favor of 2010. because I am still concerned about the financing, so I guess my preference would be to separate the two parts of the motion and maybe do one for 2011, but I don't know how other board members feel. I mean, otherwise I can just vote.
Well, how would that motion go? Can I hear it, what it would say?
It would be the first part without the part about the financing.
So it would be 2010?
It would be what Beth said. It just doesn't contain the financing part.
Okay, so your amendment is to separate the two, the number one from number two. Is that correct?
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I understood.
Keep the startup date at 2010?
I heard.
My preference is 2011.
Okay, part of that is okay, but the second part's not. So the part about dividing the motion in two is friendly, but the part about changing the date is not.
Then I think what we ought to do is have an amendment proposed and either second it or not, or call for a vote on the motion and second that are standing. And if that motion does not pass, there'd be an opportunity for another motion to be made.
I'm seeing some heads nodding, so I think that it might be cleanest to just vote on the motion and see how it floats. Ms. Lehman, would you please read it back as revised through the friendly but not the unfriendly part of the amendment?
I think the standing motion is the motion as made by Ms. Moss and seconded is.
Oh, okay, so yeah. not amended at all. Okay. Okay. Ms. Maslin, your advisory vote?
Aye.
Board, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay. No.
So split 3-3.
3-3 is equivalent to no action.
All right, how about another motion?
Would somebody like to take a stab at another motion?
Sure. I move to approve the implementation of a district-wide four-year-old kindergarten program beginning in 2011-12, which program shall incorporate both MMSD and community-based sites and use a combination of district employee teachers and non-district employee teachers at different sites.
Okay, discussion, or just want to vote it up or down? Mr. Superintendent?
To offer my perspective, four-year-old kindergarten is critically important for this community and for this school district. I would hope that you would consider the establishment of the program as priority, and if there isn't support for 2010, that the 2011 is looked at as a positive opportunity for our community. And I know it doesn't meet all of the individual needs around this table, but hopefully the idea of having four-year-old kindergarten does meet the individual and collective will. So I'm just
telling you my perspective that's what I would ask you to consider.
I have a question. I'm wondering, my original motion was both put together. I don't know if that was the issue for some people or if it was the date. So how do we know what was the issue? Well, I know, but how do we,
Well, is it okay if I tell you why that second piece was put there? It was only put there to be able to convey that we had a recommendation for the financing of the gap. Let me check with Eric. Based on the timeline, there is not a need to act on the finance piece this month. It comes next month.
Right.
So it wasn't a timeline thing. It was more to convey an idea that we had so that could be publicly conveyed that there's a way to do this. That doesn't have to happen tonight, that piece of it.
That's helpful. I mean, I have to say that the way it's worded is precisely where I got confused and thought we were either going to borrow or raise taxes. I didn't understand until very late on Friday that it was both. And that's what bothers me about the wording on the finance part.
Sure.
It isn't comprehensive. It makes it appear that the startup costs are being funded by refinancing the debt and using that system, whereas it's really a much more complicated picture that does include tax increases. So I think that, let's keep that set aside. Let's go back to the motion. Let's see what happens.
Which motion?
Arlene made a motion. It was seconded that we would begin, we would implement four-year-old kindergarten in 2011-12, and then all of the other language about the mix of providers.
Okay. As I understand the procedure, if we wanted to reach Ms. Moss's point of voting on her motion.
Ed,
oh, I'm sorry. Voting on her motion without the second part of it, then the best way to do that, I guess, would be to have the same tie vote that we had on the first motion, and then we could proceed to a following motion.
That is one possible outcome. I don't think it really matters, because if it doesn't tie, then it passes. If it ties, then we're back at square one.
I say go for it.
Ms. Maslin, your advisory vote?
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Which motion are we voting on now?
We're trying very, very hard to vote on a motion to begin four-year-old kindergarten in fall 2011 with the language laid out about a range and array of providers, which I'm not going to read because it's a lot more detail than we need. Period.
All right. 2011.
Right.
All right. Aye.
Okay, board, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That was four.
Opposed?
For aye?
Okay. Yep. Thank
you. So it's actually five, it passes 5-1?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to vote no. Can you ask for the no's?
Oh, yes.
No.
Sorry, I was just surprised. I thought we were going to tie again. Okay, do we want to take up the second part regarding the funding tonight, or do we want to defer that to February when we have more information?
Yeah. Let's do that. I'm sorry. Okay. I speak for deferring it, but it's up to me.
Is other board members want to weigh in on that?
That would be my preference.
The thing that I would find helpful, Mr. Cass, if you could do it, is to use the categories of funding. The cost, the categories of funding projected, not just for the first year, but outward.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I would ask that we have the cost and the total sources of funding, like you gave us on Friday.
Okay.
For the first 5 years, or however long out we're projecting it. Without, as it sort of stands in the current model, I would just find that helpful, because I see all sorts of things sort of changing, but since we've been so focused on the tax impact, I only feel like I have a feel for that piece, but I need to have a feel for all of the pieces, including possible state reimbursement.
Okay.
And with that, I believe we're back to the actual agenda. Do we want to take a brief break, 5 minutes, no more?
Yeah, please.
I'm hearing a